Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I really like the title of this series, Living Abundance. What I would like to know is, how can I demonstrate that, like today, in a very real and very noticeable way? Well, the answer to your question is very simple. You just begin to notice that you notice what you're noticing, and you will begin to notice more of it. Now, that doesn't sound very simple, does it? But it is, in fact, quite simple. Look, take out all the money that is in your wallet, all the cash dollars, and pounds, and euro, or whatever may be in there, and spread it out on a table, and just look at it, and recognize how much there actually is. There may just be a $1 bill. It may be that you've just got a handful of coins. It doesn't matter how much it is. Notice that you have it. The present moment is the only point of power that exists. You will not make better, do better, have better, get better later. It's never going to happen. It's part of what you're asking us about. What you're asking us about is, okay, it's great, it's great, it's great to talk about living abundance. Which we agree with. It is great because it's true and it's real and it's what's happening. But the rejoinder to that from where you're sitting in the asking of the question is, yeah, but okay, so now I'm living abundance. Now what? Take a deep breath and then release with a sigh, as the meditation teacher once said 3,000 or 4,000 times. Then take another deep breath. And release with a sigh. Be here. This is where all the magic is. When you're off gallivanting in your own mind, out looking for and working on and searching for all the things you should be doing that you're not doing, you're pushing the very things you want away. We've yet to meet a physical friend who has nothing to do with their life, even if they think they have no job, no creativity, no self-expression, no anything that is functionally useful. They're still breathing in and out. And you're being useful in breathing in and out. The plants love it. They love that carbon dioxide that you're giving them. Love, love, love it. May not seem obvious to you, but it's obvious to them. And they, in return, give you wonderful, delicious, clean oxygen. Isn't that lovely? You can always go to a garden somewhere. You can always go stand underneath a tree. You can always just go for a walk. You can always just sit there and be with yourself. But again, we've never yet met anyone who didn't have a whole lot more than just that. And you who are asking the question have plenty. You essentially have years of work ahead of you. Years, years of work. You could not sleep for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years and not run out of things to do that you've already decided you want to experience. So we're not concerned that you're going to somehow be sitting in the middle of a desert somewhere with a very plain, flat horizon with no sense of idea of space or time or anything like that, which is sort of what you're thinking of when you ask us this question, well, what am I going to do and how am I going to make money? If you would just be about what it is that delights you, which is a lot, these things take care of themselves. That's how you got here. That's how you arrived at this moment. This has been going on for you for quite some time. And we understand that you have a habit. We understand that you have a habit of harassing yourself for not having accomplished X, Y, or Z. That's just harassment, pure and simple. We don't recommend it. And in this question, you're sort of harassing yourself here because you're saying, well, okay, yeah, well, we could talk about all this like living abundance stuff, but where does the rubber meet the road? Where do I get the cash? Where's the coin? Well, you've got it already. You don't get more because you say you don't have enough. That's the whole point of this series of conversations. You are living abundance right now. Recognize it, see it, feel it, have it, know it. It's happening. It's good. And we highly recommend that you let yourself feel it and have it at this present moment, at this present time, in this present way, right now. It's really, really, really good. And as good as all of this is, as wonderful as all of this is, as amazing as all of this is, as powerful as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here. So, the answer to your question is, notice what you have. Take the cash out of your wallet. Get the jar off the counter. Go get the coffee can that's in the back of the freezer. Dig up what's underneath the floorboard. Unzip the mattress. Go online and look at the numbers and count what you have. We know you're probably not going to do that. It's as much of a mental exercise as it is a physical exercise. And in fact, the mental part is much more significant than the physical part. Although it wouldn't hurt to take the money out of your wallet and count it and revel in it and enjoy it and see it getting bigger. You can do this. You can do this right now. You can also, every time you hear the question rise up in your mind that says, where's the money coming from and what do I need to do to make more money? You could stop and you could say, I have plenty of money. I have plenty of cash dollars right now. And as much as I have cash dollars, euro, pounds, as much as I have right at this moment, there's always going to be more. There always is more. In fact, there always has been more. The past is a really good guide here because the past will show you, yeah, there's always been plenty. Now, if you want there to be more than what you've had in the past, don't push against the past to sort of hopefully set up the future to be more satisfying. Feel the satisfaction now. Feel the abundance now. Feel the wealth now. And then let the details sort themselves out. Let the physical stuff bring its juiciness to the table. You are rich. You are wealthy right now, and you don't realize it. And it's only because you're looking at the wrong barometer. You're looking at the wrong designator. You're thinking that the numbers that you see or what you can prove to other people is the signature of wealth, and it isn't. Wealth is actually here right now in you. It's easier and easier and easier for it to manifest as cash dollars if you would stop saying, I don't have enough cash dollars. I don't have enough money. You have plenty. You're not going to get more by saying you don't have enough. You're going to get more and more opportunities to say you don't have enough. This is really simple stuff. Focus on what you have and notice how wonderful it is. And then, and we don't mean this in any sort of chastising way, but then get back to work. Not because that's what you need to do to make money, but that's because that's what you like to do. And when we say work, we're not talking about anything that anyone else would recognize as work. We mean go back to playing in your sandbox, the one that you love. And it's the sandbox is the entire world. It's not just a box. So we thank you for the question. We'll leave you with that. Very powerful, very delicious, and very wonderful indeed.